I think telling them, like, 4 years, we're going to be 18. We're on our own in 4 years. And people don't really realize that. We still seem like we're really, we're not driving yet. And in 4 years, we're going to be living on our own. It's scary to think about. And I think if you make that realization to them, they'll kind of get it in their head. We better start thinking about things.
The Florida Department of Education's Future Planning Interactive website, Choices, is all about getting middle school students to start thinking about things. It's about getting them to click away while we help them turn those clicks into a good future for them. You first heard Courtney, a middle school student, and next you'll hear Arisha Shelton, a middle school counselor, and Peggy Land, a Department of Education specialist, on how to help students make good choices.
Of course, you have some kids who initially just want to go in and click, and they just want to, you know, whatever the case may be, they're just going to click on it. And then those are the students that I tend to focus on, and we take those clicks and we turn it into something meaningful.
Bottom line of using choices is to gain information about themselves and about the world of work. That's what it's all about. And you cannot get too much information, because the more information you get, then the better decision maker you're going to be.
I meet with them frequently, talk with them about their careers and their interests. Sometimes I'll go into the classroom and have conversations, whole group discussions. Sometimes I'll do small group discussions, and we follow up so that the kids know that we're focused on them and the present and their future. And then that begins to get them to think that, okay, Ms. Shelton is going to be thinking about my future, and Ms. Shelton's looking at my portfolio, and, you know, I really need to make sure that I'm taking this seriously.
The ideal way to get them through choices is for them to create a portfolio so that their information will be saved and they can revisit their portfolio throughout their entire life. Okay. They can continually update and work in their portfolio. The next thing that you should do is an assessment. And for our middle school students, we suggest they do the interest profiler, which asks questions about their interests as they relate to work. And that then, when they've finished with the interest profiler, they'll get a matching list of occupation. And we like them to spend some time exploring for information on those occupations, like how much money would you make and what's the future outlook for this particular career, what kind of education and training is required. And then after the exploration phase, we would like them to arrive at the top three career clusters that they are truly interested in pursuing. Okay, if they click on the cluster, what they're going to discover is a list of the occupations. There are 16 clusters, and every cluster has a list of the occupations. And then you can find out all about it. And when you work with students with choices, you love this part, because you'll hear kids say, oh, I didn't know they did that. So they think they know what people do in jobs, but they really don't.